From the News Center, a news focus.
The teacher shortage has reached crisis level in Pennsylvania. It's among the chief concerns of the new teachers union president. Aaron Chapin teaches middle school in Stroudsburg, and as the new leader of PSEA, he said that in the past decade, there's been a 73% drop in applicants seeking first-year teaching certificates in the Commonwealth. He said Pennsylvania is already working to award scholarships and recruit future educators through a new community-based initiative.
We also just instituted a new program and introduced it into Pennsylvania called Educators Rising. It's an opportunity for kids in high school to have those opportunities to see if education is the path that they want to take.
The state serves more than 1.7 million students in K through 12, and the state education department has now launched a new online portal with resources and information for those interested in becoming educators. Chapin said one major issue is the teachers and other support staff don't feel they're making competitive wages. The union backs a bill that would substantially increase salaries.
There's some legislation right now, and we're supporting it, that the minimum salary for educators be $60,000 a year, and that our support professionals get $20 minimum an hour for working in the schools. And we really believe that this will open the doors for some coming into education.
Chapin says teachers have valuable insight into their students' lives and challenges, and as it's important for educators to voice those concerns to lawmakers.
They're the ones that understand just about the mental health concerns that our students are having. They understand that we have many students that have those food insecurities or that they're homeless. And we need our members to be able to share those stories with legislators.
He is touring the state with Pennsylvania State Education Association Vice President Jeff Nye and Treasurer Rachel West to hear teachers and staff concerns. He said there are excellent solutions to some of the issues. The future of public education in the state is promising if educators and lawmakers can work together. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.